Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, stick around for murder, cheating, kidneys.
What?
Crazy Super Bowl language.
And then how Abby offended her friends at her own wedding.
F-bombs, setting the bar stories and all.
And the worst dad jokes ever, according to one listener on the text line.
According to one listener, absolutely was hating on us. All right, so enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
So last night, I get home from picking up my daughter at dance, right? And I'm going into the backyard, and my dog is in the backyard, which typically is, I mean, it's a normal thing, whatever. And he usually comes, runs up, greets me, and then he wants in immediately because he wants to be where his people are. But this time, he ran up, greeted me, and then ran off into the backyard. And I was like, okay, maybe he saw something, you know, maybe he was playing with something. And as I'm getting ready to walk in the house, I kind of look and I'm like, he's playing with something.
Uh-oh.
And he's like running around and flipping this thing, and it's dark, right? So I can't really see very well.
Flipping something he found outside?
Yes, he's flipping something up in the air. And I immediately thought, I was like, oh gosh, okay. Because we've had an opossum that kind of lives next door come visit our house pretty routinely, because we'll have cat food out for our outdoor cat. And the opossum goes and eats the cat food. So I was thinking, oh man, did he get the opossum?
Oh no.
And so I start, and you know, he is just playing and running around and,
hi dad, I've got a new fun toy. You want to come see? Hi dad.
And I walk back there, and as I get closer, I'm like, oh, that's definitely something.
No.
And I'm like, please let it not be a cat. Okay. Please let it not be. And I get there and it's a rabbit. And I'm like,
sweet little bunny rabbit.
And I'm like, oh no. And first of all, I check and I'm like, okay, it's completely like done. Like I didn't want it to be partially alive and then have that moral dilemma of, oh,
die while flipping.
I've got to try to like put this rabbit out of its misery, right? I didn't want to have to do that. So thankfully it was already gone.
You didn't have to check for a little bunny pulse.
I guess my dog's
credit.
If I can just play devil's advocate, I didn't witness my dog murder a bunny.
Okay. So he could have happened upon it.
He could have. Okay, but
signs are pointing
to. Chances are that, again, dogs will dog.
Yeah.
And he caught this rabbit. And then I think probably what happened is, like, he shook it immediately, because that's what he does. And that's what dogs do. They shake it.
Of course.
And so it probably, like, you know, got it right there, you know. And so put the bunny out of its misery almost right away.
Oh, gosh.
But man, I'm just
Thank goodness it wasn't like your outdoor cat or the neighbor's cat.
Can you imagine having to
explain to your neighbor, my dog killed your cat? Thank goodness you're not there.
No, see, I don't think he would do that. And I really don't. And I don't think, honestly, he meant to kill. If he did, again, innocent until proven guilty. Well, not really innocent, but anyway. And so, you know, I don't think he meant to do that. I think he was just wanting to play with it. You know,
well, sure.
Because we've seen him chase bunnies in our backyard before.
They're fun to chase, and
they're fun to chase. They're always faster than him, but maybe this time it wasn't. And the dog is already on thin ice with my wife because of the whole eating stuff he shouldn't have, right?
Yeah.
And so I am like, man, buddy, I don't know if I can save you if I have to go in there and get a bag. And my wife's like, hey, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
nothing.
Well, You know, and I'm walking back to the house, and I know I have to get rid of the bunny. I know I do. You know, I mean, I can't just leave it in the backyard. That's crazy. So I'm walking back to the house, and I'm thinking in my head, how am I going to give this information, pass along this information? And so I get back into the house. I open up the cabinet to get fish out a garbage bag. Because it's not just a tiny, I mean, it's a bunny. You know what I mean? It's like,
it's full grown bunny, not baby bunny.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, my wife's in the kitchen. I go, the dog caught something. And she's like, what do you mean?
What do you mean caught?
I mean, yeah.
You have to explain yourself, sir.
She knew almost exactly what I was getting at. And I'm like, it's a bunny. And
I don't have all the details of the circumstances.
I know. I'm like, I don't. All I know is that he was playing with it outside. She was like, playing with it. I'm like,
it's
yes.
What dogs do.
I'm like, buddy.
Look at all their dog toys. They look like little dead animals.
I'm like,
you go to the store. That's what they look like.
I look over at Dougal, and he's outside shaking his tail. Or no, actually, no. Sorry. I look outside, and he's like looking. And still sniffing around, yeah. and wagging his tail, and like, I did something fun.
This is so fun. Look at this. Look at what I'm doing.
Buddy, I don't know if I can help you here.
No.
You're gonna now feel the wrath of someone else.
You're gonna have to tell your mother.
And man, it is what a and you know, she shames him in our last dog who passed away a couple years ago, Fiona. She was just like, Fiona would have never.
Oh,
and I'm like, listen.
Oh boy.
Fiona caught a squirrel. She didn't catch a squirrel. It was our cat that caught the squirrel. You know, it was we've
Fiona
got
did no wrong.
We've got dead. I have had to dispose of dead animals in our backyard before. Oh. This is not a first thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
At this time, we should appreciate all the things that dads do.
Yeah. Well, okay. Thanks.
That we are not. Yes.
Sherry texted in and said, I witnessed my dog kill a raccoon in that fashion, flipping it up in the air and everything. I know. And I tell you, it's like the dog is playing. If the dog was going to murder, like with premeditation,
they'd be eating it.
It would be sitting there just tearing it up from limb to limb. But no, he was wanting to play, and I just, so that was my night last night.
Heather says, my dog caught a bunny in our yard, kept it in his mouth, wouldn't let go. So my kids went and got it out of his mouth while I was in the house gagging. They were in college, by the way.
By the way, I don't know if you've seen the video of that exact same thing where the owner's like, what do you have? And you see the two little bunny paws sticking out of its mouth. Now the bunny was alive.
Oh,
when the dog spit the bunny out, but it was just a little bunny. And it's just like, oh my gosh.
We hope that there's bunny counseling, because how do you move on from that?
Well, and you know, we're just thinking, okay. And you know, the want and hope of recycling my Christmas tree in our backyard year after year.
Mm-hmm.
I think has created a habitat of good, but it could also be a habitat.
Pray for your dog. Yes.
I know where the dog now knows.
Yeah.
Hey, bunnies, they live
there
under
there. There are playthings that live there.
Yeah, and I want to play with them now.
Yes.
So yes. So, if anybody wants a 60-pound dog named
Dougal. We're
going
to offer to rehome him again.
I'm thinking I'm going to have to rehome this dog. So.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. Let's get to a feel good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
So dog went missing from her Las Vegas home for 9 years and finally turned up in Utah.
Okay.
Now, you know, this happened in 2016. Made her way to multiple homes before living with a family in St. George, Utah for the past 8 years. But the dog was recently scanned for a chip, and her original owner was found.
Oh, wow.
So the original owner and the current owners living in Utah were able to come to an understanding that she was going to stay with the family she's been with for 8 years in Utah.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
It does. Yeah. The police department kind of explained this whole thing on Facebook, but also reminded, you know, everyone, if you find a stray dog, have it scanned first for a microchip in case there is someone that is missing it and would like it home. So it was kind of, it's bittersweet because at least the original owner knows that their dog
the dog's
is
okay.
Is okay and has been loved for 8 years.
Yeah.
And so, but it's still like so many of the comments are just like, oh man, that's still really stinks for the original owners. It's almost like losing her twice. But, you know, the good thing is that they came to the understanding it's the best thing for the dog to stay with the family it knows the most.
Well, I mean, I was glad to hear you say that the new owners were able to keep the dog because that would have been
how devastating that would
be. Yes, that would have been terrible.
Have it for 8 years. It was just, yeah, it just kind of leads to an unfortunate situation for both parties, you know, because I'm sure they feel guilty. Like, oh my gosh, we took this person's dog and we've had it all this time. So, yeah, they just kind of say, reminder, like, if you find a stray dog, please have it scanned for microchips first. Just don't keep a stray that you find. Scan it because it may belong to someone who is missing and loving it.
All right, good deal.
Yep, we'll tweet out the story on X at Ben and Kelly Show.
We got this DM from our listener, Amy.
She says, hey, Ben. Hey, Kelly. I need your advice. I'm feeling some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. I just got an invite to this massive wedding, like 300 people.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I was excited, but then through the grapevine, aka my nosy but wonderful friends, I found out I was only invited because someone from the A-list couldn't make it.
Oh.
So basically I'm the wedding equivalent of a backup quarterback.
Oh.
So now I get it. Weddings are expensive. Seating's a nightmare. Guest lists are political warfare. But seriously? If you're already inviting 300 people, why wasn't I in the first round? What, did they have a priority ranking system? Like VIPs get gold tier invites, casual acquaintances get the bronze package, and then there's me standing outside like, coach, put me in! So now I don't know what to do. Do I suck it up and go, knowing full well I was someone's second choice? Or do I reclaim my dignity and RSVP no out of spite?
Oh.
I mean, the petty part of me wants to skip it entirely. But the part of me that loves free cake and open bars is struggling.
That's real. That is a real statement.
Ben Kelly, help a girl out. Do I put on a cute dress and pretend like I don't know I was the understudy? Or do I sit this one out, let them know I'm too exclusive for their B-list games?
Wow.
Yeah.
Amy, first of all, I was going to say, I love the way you wrote that.
Yes. Yep, that was great.
You sound like a fun person who would actually make any sort of wedding reception a delight to be around. So I think you should go.
Uh-huh. I think so, too. I think, you know what? Whatever. Eat the free cake. Do the dancing. Drink the drinks for free.
I do understand, though, that little bit of pain, especially if you are obviously friends with the bride and groom. You know them.
Right.
Because you're getting the invite.
And it feels it's a boost.
It feels a little bit of a slight that
initially included.
But Amy, you know, here's the thing. How do you know that was the actual case? You know?
Well, yeah. And why are your friends telling you that?
Because
I mean,
you know, it is what it is. I'm sure they love gossip just as much as the next person.
But they were probably like, oh, you're going? I thought you weren't invited.
Oh, no. Remember, Shelly couldn't go. Oh, yeah, that's right.
You Shelly. Got in. Good for you, yeah. Amy. Have so much fun.
Yeah, Amy, I think you swallow your pride and you just go. You put on that cute dress like you said and you get yourself some free cake in an open bar and have fun.
And you get yourself in front of that chocolate fountain and you get yourself in the wedding video. That's what you do.
Yes!
That's what you do.
That's what you do!
You start a conga line, you be the life of the party. It's gonna be great.
We're talking about your wedding reception now, aren't we?
A little bit.
A little bit. All right.
A little bit. There's people that ended up my wedding video. They're like, oh.
You're like, I don't know who you are. Yeah. I don't know you. All right. But yes, Amy, get him a little gift card to, you know, something as a gift. And just suck it up and go have fun. So that would be my thing.
Yes. You know what? Take the high road. And the free drinks and the free cake.
Yeah.
And get in the video.
Yeah. Heather texts in and says, wouldn't be offended by it. Look, it stinks, But like she said, weddings are expensive. Having planned a wedding for a lot of guests on a tight budget, making choices was hard.
Yes.
And I doubt it was nothing to do with her. So go have fun and enjoy it.
That is true. Because when you think about it, I mean, like your parents kind of had people that they wanted you to invite. There's like, you know, certain fringe family members. You're like, I should probably. There are people that you're inviting thinking they're not coming anyway. So.
Oh, definitely. There was the conversation of, well, if you invite this person, you're going to need to invite this person.
Exactly. Because again, you don't want
politics.
To hurt feelings. Exactly. Yeah. It is difficult. It is difficult.
All right. Well, Amy, hopefully that helps. Go have fun. Report back. Tell us how crazy it got, okay?
Awesome.
All right. Diving into the DMs there on 99.7DJX. It's time for a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
You know, stores have apps, loyalty programs, all that to entice shoppers to come back, right?
Yeah.
Thieves also can be loyal, too. That's why this is a setting the bar story, and we literally talked about this like last week or a couple weeks ago. If you can manage to make it through today without being a loyal shoplifter, then you're doing okay.
So we keep coming back and you're talking about the guy that got banned from Walmart globally because he was incessantly stealing from Walmart.
There's another story.
Kinda like that guy?
Yeah, another story. 33-year-old dude out of Ohio named Seth shoplifting from Walmart. Grabbed
again?
A couple.
Yep. Again?
Yes, Walmart.
Oh, poor Walmart. Walmart's sitting over here going, guys.
What did we do?
Yeah. Guys, we offer so many amazing things at great prices.
Yeah, grabbed a couple duffel bags, stuffed them with some other merch, forgot to pay for them.
Forgot, yes, that's
walked
what
out of a fire exit.
Oh, police, forgot to go out the front door, too.
Yeah, police were called. Seth was picked up. And listen, Walmart was like, yeah, we know Seth. And
Seth has been a frequent shopper.
Yeah, and a frequent shoplifter.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, there is a banned list. There isn't just one person that's been banned from all of Walmart. There are more because Seth has already been banned from all of Walmart.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Bold move, sir.
Yes. I mean, listen, Walmart is his fave, but he likes Kroger and Dollar General, too.
Oh, great. Yeah, they all have really great selection.
Right.
The products that I like
and
need.
Right. He's like, you know what? Nothing but the best. Nothing but the best.
All right. So, but yeah, is Seth going to figure out at some point we're going to have to use money?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully.
For the goods?
Like, we were literally talking about this a couple weeks ago. Like, where have you been banned from?
Yes, and now Seth, we know about Seth.
Yeah,
Seth,
now we know about Seth.
The charge.
Yep, there you go. That
you know what? It sounds like they've got so many of these people, they can form like a little support group.
Yeah, like I've been banned from Walmart.
Yeah, people who are banned from Walmart.
Group, yeah.
We can have meetings.
Yeah. Where are the meetings going to be? Not Walmart.
Not Walmart.
All right, there you go. That's your set of the bar story. We're going to need a wellness check on meteorologist Mark Weinberg here in a minute. The reason we're looking at another alert day.
Oh.
On Tuesday.
Oh.
Wintry mix next week. Now, this system is bringing lots of snow to certain parts of the Ohio Valley.
He should be excited and gearing up.
It could include snow, freezing rain, and or ice. But before anything, please remember Mark Weinberg's warning to us.
Don't you come at him with the weather models.
Don't
you do it.
Post raw computer model snow outputs to his timeline.
Don't you do it.
Or as a reply to his post, he will block you if you do.
Delete and block.
Delete it or block. I will block you. Mark Weinberg has a standard. He has to have a code.
That's right. And he is the weatherman code. Don't you even try to traipse into his territory. Don't you do it.
If you come at him with these raw computer model snow outputs.
Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
That show 18 inches of snow.
Oh, wow.
When we're too far away, he's going to absolutely lose it.
It's not time. It's not time until Mark Weinberg says it's time, and then you let him release his own model. That's what we're saying. Let the professional do the professional
look,
job.
Look, you know, all the meteorologists, they get giddy when there's an event that's happening, a weather event.
The armchair meteorologists who think that, like, you know what? I can do some weather models too. Don't you come at Mark Weinberg, who has been a professional in the Louisville market for I don't know how many years now.
That's what I'm saying. It's those armchair meteorologists that are like, I've got my Apple Weather app. I've got my AccuWeather app. Yeah, I've got my Wave 3 app. I've got all the apps that are all
saying Mark Weinberg's model. You have to let Mark Weinberg have his own model.
Listen. If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. If you think for 1 second that Mark Weinberg is going to accept raw computer snow output models his timeline.
He's not going to be like, oh, thank you. He's not sorely mistaken. Why are you not playing aggressive music right now or something? I feel like it needs to be amped up a little bit just to hype up the energy.
Okay, one moment. Again, let's have a wellness check. Let's just make sure he's doing well. And again, do not post any raw computer snow model to his timeline, or he will block you.
He will delete and block. And you just don't want to get on Mark Weinberg's bad side. You just don't. Yeah. Because he's a weather professional. Just sit back, pumpkin, and just relax, because Mark's going to do all the hard work for you. He's probably training right now. He's probably training for the big weather event that's coming. I'm sure they probably train for that, right?
Listen, he should be refreshed. He just got back from a vacation. Don't screw with him with these stupid snow models.
This is when he's at his best. You just let Mark Weinberg do Mark Weinberg
Let him cook. So, anyways, we will keep an eye on that wintry mix, that alert day for Tuesday, and ignore those raw computer model snow outputs for now.
I know if you see one, you come across it, you're like, oh, but I have valuable information.
Well, I tell
people
you what
I need to share this.
I'll tell you what I heard.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't want to hear from that.
You didn't hear diddly squat.
You didn't hear nothing. All right, it's 99.7 DJX.
I love you, Mark.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
We're doing all right over here.
We're helping out. We're just trying to help.
We're trying to help spread the good word. Trying to help spread the good word about computer models. Let's get to a feel good. All right, Kelly Kay.
So, you know, most of the time, high school referees get yelled at by fans all the time who are upset about bad calls. Well, Bernie McCousey has been reffing for 51 years.
Wow.
And the crowd was cheering for him when he was honored for his service on Monday. This is in Pennsylvania during a girls' varsity basketball game. They faked a timeout, obviously caught by surprise.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of a great moment. That was his last game. And so he gets all emotional and he's kind of, shaking the hands of his fellow refs. And yeah, it's kind of a great moment.
It takes
him.
A special person to be like a ref or an ump or something like that, because, my dad was a ref in football for years and years and years. And it was a way for him to, one, stay in shape, and two, stay connected to a sport that he really liked, right?
Yes.
But I tried being a baseball ump for one season. When I was in high school and, like doing little league when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And man, it was brutal.
It was brutal. I can just tell you just from like recent experiences, just being the parents kind of going, come on, you know, and I video all the games. I'm just like, listen, there's no way it was off that kid's hand. I've got video anyway.
So you're one of those.
I'm probably one of those.
Yeah. You're a guilty one.
Haven't always been kind.
Like questioning every single call.
Well, really? He think of ourselves
safe.
As helpers.
He was out!
Because we had a better view, obviously.
Helpers.
Because that's probably just didn't have a great view. That's why
like,
he got it wrong.
Like the ref is going to be like, oh, you know what? Hey, hang on a second. Kelly said that it was off his hand, so
oh,
yeah.
Oh, is that
that's
what
a,
you think? Okay, let's change that.
Let's go ahead and change the call on that.
Let's Kelly, change the
Kelly
call.
Saw it. Kelly saw it.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Mr. Murkowski, we did not need a timeout. Turn and face the crowd. Tonight, Mr. Murkowski officiates his last varsity game after 51 years of officiating.
All right, that's cool.
On behalf of Western School District, we'd like to thank you for all your years of service. It's been a pleasure, sir.
That's nice.
Oh, so sweet. I'm sure nobody yelled at him, though. I'm sure nobody yelled at him. He never got it wrong.
Sure.
I bet he was right all the time.
I'm sure there were plenty of Kellys in the crowd there going, what? You're blind, ref! Oh, that's so sweet. He's retiring. It's about time! You sucked!
How did this feel good go so sideways? You can see the video.
I don't know,
it's
Kelly. You tell me.
It's very sweet. We should honor the refs. They're doing hard work out there. It's tough to see all the things, but sometimes you get it wrong. We just like to help.
Sometimes you get it wrong. Is that what you're about to say? Were you literally getting ready to yell at the refs
it's
again?
Less right. Maybe it's less right. From
less right. My gosh.
But Mr. Murkowski, he probably got right every single time.
Uh-huh.
He's amazing.
Uh-huh.
And he's 51 years of, yes, awesomeness. You can see the video at WDJX.com.
Time for some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for allowing us to give you a call this morning. Kind of tell us what's been going on.
So, yeah, I actually just got married a few weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Yay. Thank you. So I have a 4-year-old from a previous relationship. And so at my reception, I was handing the microphone. I was going to thank everyone and do the toast and everything. And so I was like, thank you guys. And so grateful we're all here, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, I finished with this like, yeah, I'm not a single mom anymore.
Yeah.
And then after I said it, I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said it. And the comment actually did kind of fall flat.
Oh, did it not land?
Oh, it didn't get the reaction of like, yay! Everybody was going to cheer with you.
Yeah, I was like, I have a lot of friends who are single moms and one of my bridesmaids. And I was like, ooh, I didn't realize, I could have probably offended them. And yeah.
Oh, you think that's what happened? They're all offended?
I'm pretty sure because they are really not talking to me since.
Oh,
really?
Gosh.
Yeah. Some of my other friends, too, because I'm like, well, I guess I kind of made it sound like being a single mom is so bad, and I'm not that anymore, thank God,
Oh, no.
Oh. But, I mean, it's almost like you got to understand, they have to understand that you were saying it,
in a celebratory way.
Yeah.
Like you're graduating from, a class or something.
Yeah, I know. I think that, I hope they're not, envious or whatever, but I think that they're happy for me, but I'm sure that they thought I was trying to say, or maybe they think I'm, trying to leave them behind or something. I don't know.
Oh, that could be, too.
So, you're in a spot now. I'm sure you want to figure out how to pass an olive branch and say, hey, didn't mean it. Pick up your phone.
Yeah.
Return my text.
I think how do I get them to forgive me? And, I need my friends back. I don't know. I feel terrible.
I'm really kind of shocked, though, that, no one is at least pulling you aside to talk to you about how they felt about it or whatever. They're just, ghosting you.
Yeah, that's a little
tough.
Strange. Obviously, you've heard the show before. You understand we're going to say something about, hey, you're going to have to be the bigger person here and try to really approach them in a mature way and talk about it. But
and keep reaching out if they're not responding. That's, if they matter that much to you, don't give up on trying to reach out.
Yeah, but I'm sure you're wondering, okay, well, how do I do that?
Yeah, what do I say that's going to cut through?
Yeah, I know, and maybe they're just kind of giving me they still think about it, or maybe they think, oh, she's maybe on her honeymoon or something, we'll let her be. I don't know, but I think it'll definitely blow over, but maybe we're all kind of being sensitive.
Yeah, I mean, you'd figure, though, after a few weeks, it would be all right. Like, you know,
like
time
maybe in the moment
wounds.
It was like, oh, ouch, yeah.
Yeah.
But now it's
so,
fine.
All right, Abby, I feel for you. I mean, you know, we're saying, hey, you just got to be persistent and try to maturely talk to them. But we've already got some people checking in and giving you suggestions. So hang out. We'll try to help you out here, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And congratulations again, by the way.
Thank you so much.
No worries. So I want to, if you've got a comment, feel free. Also, if you've got a memorable foot in mouth story, feel
might
free.
Might make her feel better, yeah.
Also, yeah.
Quiz text, if your friends aren't happy for you being happy, then they're not real friends. Which, okay, but yeah. I feel like there might be, I think there's just a misunderstanding behind what she was meaning to say.
I mean, and then Susie rolls in on text and says, hey, not just that, you could have actually offended your partner too and make him think that you married him just so you're not a single mom anymore. Oh. I don't think we're there.
Yeah, I hope not. I mean, she hasn't said anything about that. I think, you know, it's hard. It can be very hard being a single mom. I think maybe she was just referring to that. Like, hey, it's going to be great to have a helper. I don't know. I don't think she meant to be offensive in any way about it.
Listen.
It just didn't sound great.
And then Chris rolls in on Facebook and says, oh, man, now you're going to have to divorce your husband and be a single mom again because your friends are offended. And then Bert chimes in and says, usually the advice on here is awful, but this gem is spot on. Listen, Bert.
That's not helping.
That's not helping
That's
the cause here.
Not
All right,
helping.
Hey, let us know. 502-795-1997. If you got a comment about Abby's situation, or maybe you've got a memorable foot in mouth situation yourself you'd like to share, feel free. We'll take some of those stories on the way next. Just got off the phone with Abby. She was at her wedding reception, grabbed the mic, her own wedding reception, grabbed the mic, was talking to the crowd, thanking them, and was just kind of like, yay, I'm not a single mom anymore.
And it didn't land well because she's got a lot of friends that are single moms.
Yeah.
And now they're not talking to her. And she's like, well, okay, what do we do? How do I make this right?
I mean, a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, if they're shunning you, then they're not real friends. But we did get a message from a listener who said, look, I have a friend who got remarried and threw all of her single friends away. Now, a year into her marriage, they don't like each other and are likely getting a divorce.
Okay.
Guess who she's clinging to now?
Ooh.
And the single friends don't really want anything to do with her. And so suggestion is to keep reaching out and explain your behavior to your friends. And you don't want to wait and expect them to be there if something actually goes sideways.
Yeah, that's true.
We got another comment that says, your friends are way too soft. A single moms know how hard it is. They should be happy for you, not offended. That's just my opinion.
Tony from St. Matthews is throwing some shade. This group therapy is so mild. No spice at all. Just call your friends. If they're true friends, they'll eventually answer. Boo to this mildness.
All right. Well, okay, Tony.
He's like, I need more spice.
Now we got another comment on Facebook that says, if many of your friends are single parents, that was likely a very hurtful thing to say. They took it personally. Not sure why you had to say it during your wedding toast, but that's neither here nor there. It's done. You either wait them out, call and apologize, or you realize you may have lost your friends over some petty, harsh words, over rubbing it in that you're not single mom anymore. Words have consequences. Those may be yours. Dang, that was a really pointed answer. Then there's the people, just get a divorce, get a new friends. Okay,
that is not helpful. Amanda says, have your friends ever been to a wedding or even receptions? The speeches are most of the time serious. Jokes are made, stories are told, you are making a joke. If your friends are upset because you're happy and they aren't happy for you, maybe it's a good time to start looking for new friends. Maybe they weren't real friends at all.
Abby, really, it's just make sure that you finally get in touch with your friends. Maybe get a brunch session and all meet up and really just hash it out and talk to them. And I'm sure after a few weeks, it'll be fine. They can tell you why they were offended. You can tell them that, you know, you didn't mean it that way, and you can kind of get it all out on the table. And
yeah,
it,
just
that
like, I miss you guys.
Help.
I didn't, you're,
exactly.
You're still my crew. Like, I'm not leaving you guys behind because that could be a fear. We got a text from another listener. I started applauding when the meanest witch at my job announced her retirement. I thought it was a happy occasion. Some of the old timers still aren't fans of me. Trip to HR for one.
Wow.
In hindsight, I maybe should have tried to start a slow clap and get that off my bucket list.
Hey, I'm you know, I'm hanging up the headphones. I'm retiring.
Yeah!
All right. This is great. Great news. Great news, friends. All right. All right. Well, hey.
Didn't mean it like that. I'm just happy for it. That's a good thing when someone chooses to do that, right?
Yeah. Abby, good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy. Big football game happening this weekend.
Oh, really? I hadn't heard.
I don't know if you've heard or not. Super Bowl taking place. Kelly, I know you're not a huge football or sports fan. So
I mean, I like sports. I just don't like watching like professional sports.
So
I like watching my kids' sports.
When the game is on and the announcers are in their groove, I want to go over with you some phrases that you might hear that may make you blush, but understand it's all a part of the game.
Okay, so I just want to make sure I'm not inappropriately giggling when I hear these terms.
Or blushing.
Or blushing.
Like if you hear, penetrate the D-line.
Okay.
Talking about the defensive line there.
Right.
Or penetrate the O-line.
Okay. Yeah, so penetrate, get through, right?
Yeah.
Getting through.
Yeah.
Got
you hear, come from behind. Again, this is a part of the sport.
Right, okay.
If you hear a commentator say, he tried to fit that in a really tight hole.
Oh, my God.
Again, we're talking about football.
I don't know if I'm mature enough to do that.
He really stuck his hand in there.
So if I'm sitting over there in the corner with my dip, just...
With your what?
With my dip. My dip and my chips.
Oh, you're... Okay, your dip.
Snacks.
Your dip.
You know, dip.
Got it.
And I'm just doing this the whole time.
Again, if you hear, he took a hard blow... He took one
tackled.
For the team.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah.
That's some fresh-looking turf.
Oh, wow.
This is all phrases that you could
sports
hear.
Terms. Yes.
Sports terms.
Got it.
That you could hear during the game.
All right.
He's really finding the gaps.
Uh-huh.
He slipped it right between the uprights.
Right between the uprights. All right. Field goal, right?
Yeah, field goal.
Yeah.
Again, these are phrases you could hear, may make you blush if you didn't know any better.
Okay, but now you're going to know. Now you're going to not have to snicker and wonder what the heck is
going
on.
He's got really great hands, and he knows how to use them.
Well, see, they're not going to say it like that.
I was going to say, if they deliver these lines a little differently, these are all, again, football phrases, but if you deliver them a little differently, then it sounds...
It sounds different.
A little different. He's going deep.
This is why you're not a sports announcer. That's not...
Again.
No.
Let me change up how I'm delivering these, all right? Again, these are football phrases. That tight end is giving him trouble all night.
Wow. Could you imagine the commentators saying it like that during the broadcast? No.
He just powered his way right up the middle.
Is this a football game or a romance novel?
He's been in the backfield all day.
Oh, stop it! All night. Oh, you're never going to hear Ben in the booth announcing the game. That's not going to happen.
You're going to have to wrap him up if you want to bring him down. Again, these are phrases. Football phrases.
If I hear any of these during the game, I'm going to be sitting over there and put out my dip.
He took it all the way to the house.
Stop. It's getting steamy.
All right, I got one more. These are, again, football phrases. could make you blush. He's getting a lot of penetration on that line.
See, that's that word.
It's that word, penetration.
That word.
You're going
right
to hear
there.
That. You're going to hear it a lot.
Can mean different things.
All right. Well, hey, whoever you're rooting for, hopefully it's a good game.
Oh, and thank you for that education. Yeah, because we were just unsure as to how to take all those phrases.
Oh, and he's eating up that secondary.
Okay,
all
I'm
those boys
still be
running around
in
tight pants, slapping each other on the butt. Come on now, how can you not like it? How can you not like that? All right, there you go. It's phrases that sound a little dirty, but aren't.
We're just football.
On 99.7 DJX. Kelly Kay, it's up to you.
So this is one of the best stories you're going to see all day. And it's kind of like twofold. So this starts with an 8-year-old named Declan. Mm-hmm. He was approached by a social media influencer. It goes by MD Motivator, who was looking to surprise an Eagles fan. He's all decked out in Eagles gear, right?
Sure.
So a few weeks ago, he gave Declan tickets to the NFC Championship and $1,000. But it's what Declan did with that money that brought even more surprises. He decided instead of keeping it, he spread that money around to shoppers at a Dollar Tree store, just blessing all of these people.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing, went viral. And here's another special fact about Declan. He's been in and out of the hospital like 17 times for systemic juvenile arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he kind of deals with pain. So the Today Show had him and his family on to kind of talk about their, you know, viral moment. And Bradley Cooper comes out to deliver an even bigger surprise this week. This is what that sound like.
E-A-G-L-E-F-C-O! Come on! Let's go to the Super Bowl, baby! Super Bowl! Let's go!
Going to the Super Bowl!
Hi, Bradley.
We go to the Super Bowl. I'll see you there. Hello.
No, that's pretty cool.
Hi, Bradley. Yeah, he comes out with these giant, like, oversized Super Bowl tickets, telling him and his family are going to the Super Bowl to cheer on the Eagles. I mean, what a moment. You can see the whole thing. It's a pretty great story. This kid is special.
Sure.
And, you know, see the original video that went viral on TikTok, too, that kind of started this whole thing. It's all up at WDJX.com.
So I guarantee you that if you've ever convinced anyone to do anything, it's not nearly as crazy as this. It's 99.7 DJX. This, I'm going to go ahead and throw in the setting the bar category, which is what, Kelly?
Well, it's an example of what not to do.
Yeah. So if you can manage to make it through the day without convincing your husband to sell his kidney to pay for your daughter's education, but then take the money and leave him for another man, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
It just keeps getting better.
So we're not doing a noble thing in, like, saving a life of either a stranger you've heard about that needs it or a family member.
No.
We're just trying to pay for education, so, and then we got duped, and now we're dumped?
Yeah, so
we're duped and dumped, and a kidney down.
Yeah, so this happened in India. And this woman kind of was trying to, I guess, convince her husband, just like, hey, you know what? We really need this money to help pay for our daughter's education.
Finally, you got two kidneys. You don't need the other.
Right. Finally convinced him. And so he said, okay. Now, listen, I guess selling kidneys in India is not legal. So they went to the black market, put his kidney up for sale.
Oh my goodness.
Sold his kidney on the black market for $11,500.
That's it.
To pay for their daughter's education. Then she said, hey, thanks. I met this guy on Facebook.
Shut your mouth.
I'm going to go ahead and elope with him.
Shut up. Oh, I need a divorce first?
Give
me a divorce too. That'd be great.
So, no. So,
oh, it's not required?
So she just, well, no. I mean, she didn't get to that step just yet. So,
oh, okay.
So she leaves.
Oh my God.
And he's like, hang on a second, and can't move very fast because, well,
Had the surgery.
Just had surgery.
Uh-huh.
And so then he's like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and try to track you down. Shows up, tries to convince. No. And so now there is divorce on the way.
Oh, but I saw this goodness. And I'm like. And he's down a kidney.
Yeah, he's down a kidney now.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
No. Oh, I can't think of a bigger way that someone has been kicked while they were down.
So if you think that maybe you've had a bad day you have something that you're not looking forward to today,
uh-huh.
Be thankful that you didn't just sell your kidney on the black market, then your spouse leave you for someone she met on Facebook.
OMG. that's a lot.
I told you that was wild.
That is a lot. You know what the issues I'm facing? Not that bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, you know what? You got both your kidneys.
Sure do.
You got
still a spouse. Got a husband.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
All right. So again, setting the bar. If you can somehow manage to make it through the day or the weekend or maybe the month without convincing your spouse to sell their kidney, take that money and leave them for someone you met on Facebook, then you're doing okay.
No, people that donate kidneys to save lives, that is heroic.
Yes.
And that is amazing.
Yes.
Selling it on the black market for money, though, probably not advised.
Well, for money in the guise of getting your daughter an education,
right.
But then stealing
then
that.
Dumped.
But yeah. Then stealing that to take it with the guy you just met on Facebook.
That's beyond heartless.
Yep. All right.
It's beyond heartless.
99.7 EJX. Let's do some jokes.
Whoever laughs first loses. If you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 EJX.
All right, trumpets mean decipher, you laugh, you lose. The game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's for this lovely trophy I hold in my hand. And losers go first.
Is that me?
No, I think that was me.
Okay, great.
Oh, okay, great.
Are you ready?
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
What do you call a dog that lives in the basement?
What do you call a dog that lives in the basement?
A subwoofer.
Okie dokes. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
One day you'll find someone that's obsessed with you.
Oh.
It's probably going to be a dog, but it is what it is.
I'll take it.
Uh-huh.
Kelly, I don't brag about this a lot.
Yeah.
But I skipped 2 grades in school.
Did you really?
Yep. I went from 5th grade to 3rd grade.
Impressive, sir.
Thank you.
Impressive. Thank that you. Explains a lot.
Thank you.
It does. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
You're a cat person.
I am.
Maybe you need to hear this.
Mm.
Cats bring you dead animals because they think you're just a useless cat that can't survive on its own.
Mm.
Does that hit a certain way for you?
It does.
Does it explain some things?
It does.
Yeah.
R.I.P. moles.
Yes.
Hey, Kelly, I made my first ever unboxing video the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. A little confused because the people at the funeral were very, very taken aback.
Wow. Are you going to post that video? I feel like we need to see that.
I'll get to it.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
My son made the mistake of telling me I was being overdramatic, so I just changed the Wi-Fi password. We'll see who's overdramatic in about 5 minutes.
Oh!
Yeah, just hit him where it hurts.
You doing him dirty.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
It's you laugh, you lose. Hey, Kelly, I went to the doctor.
Yeah?
Yeah, she told me I was going deaf.
Yeah?
Gotta be honest. News was hard to hear.
Yeah. Probably haven't heard from her in a while, too, huh?
What?
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I can't believe I forgot to exercise before work again this morning.
Dang.
It's been 6 years in a row now.
Oh, my goodness. You know, Kelly, the doctor then told me I was going blind.
Yeah?
Didn't even see it coming.
Didn't see it coming at all. Haven't seen her in a while either, huh?
Nope.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
You know you're getting old when you can't walk past a bathroom without thinking, well, I may as well pee while I'm here.
Yeah, I do that a lot. Hey, Kelly, what are the Backstreet Boys? 3-year-old. and a philosophy professor all have in common?
Wow, I have no idea.
Yeah, they're always saying, tell me why!
Absolutely. Yeah, especially the three-year-olds.
Sure.
Yeah, incessantly. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
This morning, I accidentally changed the GPS voice to male.
Okay.
So now it just says, it's around here somewhere. Keep driving.
Yeah. Not going to ask for directions.
No.
Cup half full or half empty?
That is the question.
I asked that to my wife. I was wondering if she was optimistic or not. All she did was yell at me to get out of her bra.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
I hired a kid to paint my porch.
Okay.
When he came back to get paid, he said, by the way, that was a BMW, not a Porsche.
Ooh. All right. What color? Never mind.
Not sure.
It
Blue.
Was, you laugh, you lose. My workplace, Kelly.
Yeah.
Our workplace. Yes. My workplace.
Yes.
Wants me to take a sexual harassment course and assures me it typically takes 20 minutes. Imagine their surprise when I finished in one.
Efficient, sir.
I am very efficient.
Efficient, sir.
I am very efficient.
They should appreciate your efficiency, sir.
I'm efficient. Nowhere to go.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Sometimes the thoughts in my head get bored, so they go out for a stroll through my mouth. It's rarely a good thing. On this show especially.
This is true. Kelly went in for a checkup today.
Yeah.
Doc told me to drop my pants, turn my head, and cough.
Yeah? What doctor were we at? Were we at the right doctor?
It's time to start looking for a new dentist.
Yeah! Yeah, that's typically not what you get at a dental visit.
They're very gentle, though.
Oh, great. Oh, great. Were there laughing gas involved?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, all that. All right.
Oh, shoot. Well, that you know what that is? That's efficient. If you could just cram all the different doctor visits at the dentist, that'd
I
be
wanna
great.
Go ahead and shout out listener who texted in. These are the worst I laugh, you lose jokes ever.
The worst ones.
All right, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you for the immediate feedback. We welcome you to send us your jokes if you think they're better. We love joke minions.
All right. You laugh, you lose on 99.7 DJX. Last week, my wife and I realized as I was like unloading the dishwasher and like putting some dishes away that we have a big chef's knife missing. And the chef's knife just stays in the butcher block when it's not being used, you know?
Uh-huh.
In the knife block. And it's not like it like goes other places, doesn't go in drawers. That's where it goes. And a steak knife has been missing. So we were like, well, that is so strange. We looked everywhere. We looked under the refrigerator. We looked behind things. We looked on like behind some stuff on the counter.
It's been a mystery all week.
Yeah, we looked in some drawers and everything. And then, you know, we all started kind of side-eyeing each other going, hey, do you have it under your pillow? What's going on? Like, you're not going to be crazy, are you? No, seriously, you're not, right?
But it's unsettling that they've been
gone.
It is
a little unsettling because, you know, it kind of takes us back. We're like, okay, this isn't a situation like when our older daughters were young and they were upstairs and they'd like look off into the distance in the hallway and they'd wave at someone who wasn't there. And it was like, do we have ghosts? And why would a ghost take a chef's knife? Well,
mystery solved.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
I get home and my wife Elizabeth goes over and she points at the knife block and it's back.
What? It's magically appeared or did she find it and put it back, sir?
I go, wait, where was it? What happened? How are we here? And this is after a week, literally a week, Kelly, of us going, it'd be sure nice to use this chef's knife that we have.
Well, yeah.
Where the heck is it?
And
also, just hoping you don't like stumble upon it in a bad way. It's sharp.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So she goes, I found it on top of the refrigerator.
On top of the fridge.
And I go, well, how'd it get there? And so she's like, well, it must have been something wherein I was using it. I opened the refrigerator to get something and just set it on top of the refrigerator and shut the door and forgot. And we don't get up on the refrigerator. How many people get up on the refrigerator? You know, it's like,
well, so ours is covered by cabinetry, so we can't.
Well,
like
we,
that, there's nowhere to put stuff on top of our fridge.
We do have some cabinetry above our fridge, but it's set,
there's a space.
It's set back a ways.
Okay, so there's a little ledge.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a lip and a ledge, and so there is some room to set things on top of the fridge and have the, quote, Midwestern fridge where everything, you know, you store stuff on top of the fridge like that. But yeah.
So now you're at the age where you put things and you literally forget it
them.
For an entire week, have
week.
Zero recollection.
A week.
Of what you did with it, where you last saw
absolutely.
It, none of it. Yeah.
So yeah,
okay.
there we go.
That's a special time of life. We can
shut the chapter on the missing chef's knife.
That's great.
And this arcing storyline has now come to
a
close.
And no ghost has been waiting in the shadows for the right moment to use it on you in nefarious ways.
Yeah, okay. No ghost, no animal, no human has been squirreling this chef's knife away to use at a future time.
Just your wife forgot she put it up there.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways.
That's great.
Thanks. It's 99.7 DJX. Coming up a little later on this hour, we'll get to a feel-good story. And then we got a setting the bar story that honestly I think would be a compliment to the reporter. Who's in it?
Hashtag professionalism.
Yeah. But maybe not the way that you think. That's coming up on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, look, I see this setting the bar story as a compliment to the reporter for making her interviewees feel so comfortable and relaxed. But if you can manage to make it through the day without dropping the F-bomb on live TV, you're doing okay, especially when you're 11.
What is happening?
So there were some storms, some crazy winter storms there in southern Oregon and caused power outages. So TV was on the scene talking to some kids about it. Boy did a great job with the soundbite. He was very put together, but got a little too casual.
When me and my sister were playing Cars, all we heard was like a big boom, and then we just were shook and we didn't know what happened. So we went outside and we were like, oh, there's a fire. And then I went to go grab my dad's fire extinguisher and gave it to him. Someone called the cops and the fire department, and that's all I heard.
I mean, we were shook, and I said, oh, F.
He just blew right by it like it's nothing.
Now listen,
what the reporter do?
So listen, there's two other kids there, right? There's like two of his friends. And this young girl gives like this huge smile. And the boy next to the kid who's given the interview kind of like glances at the reporter. The reporter is unfazed.
Didn't
flinch at all. Just continued.
He didn't even say that. They're not going to notice.
Absolutely. Just rolling. Yep. Right through. That's fine. And you know what? I give a compliment to that reporter for making those kids seem so comfortable and relaxed that they forgot that they were on live television.
Yes. And you know what? It just kind of, it sounds like that is a regular thing in that household. Like that kid had no clue, no inkling in his brain that we're not supposed to say those words on TV.
He was like, we were shook. Oh, F.
I mean, get it. When you can be startled and sometimes things come out of your mouth.
Yeah.
But when it's on TV, oh, dang.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I mean, I get it. I have said things before thinking that we weren't on the air and we were.
Yep.
And it happens.
Yep. And there are meetings.
It happens. And there are meetings. And thankfully, Kelly and I are both still here to tell the
still
tale.
Still standing. It is kind of remarkable when you sit there and think about all the things that we're still standing fast.
True.
So again, that's your Saturday the Bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without dropping the big old F-bomb on live television, you're doing okay.
But he was a pro.
I've never been on live television before, apparently.
The kid was a pro in you know, describing the situation.
Yes. We were shook. And then we heard a bang. And
yes.
Said,
oh, he conveyed the emotion. Yeah. He painted the story.
Yeah, he did. That's your Saturday the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. A lot of stuff from the show to catch up on, including murder, cheating, brides offending their bridesmaids and guests,
their friends. Yes, at the wedding.
Yes,
that was a lot.
Yes,
you're starting with murder. It's alleged murder. You don't really know if it's murder.
You're right. Allegedly.
Alleged murder.
But in our house, it's not
you're presumed guilty. You're not innocent.
You're not innocent until presumed guilty.
Okay.
It's guilty until you're proven innocent.
Okay, gotcha. Which don't know if that's ever going to be a thing.
Don't know. But anyways, yeah, a lot of catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. We do have a winter storm that is a brewing and heading into the area next week. Tuesday being an alert day. Keep in mind, just ignore those raw weather models. Because
all you armchair meteorologists,
that's
who think
right.
You're going to roll into Mark Weinberg's comment section and drop a little raw weather model on him. He just know that he will delete.
He will delete and block. Yep, he will delete and block you, and shun the rest of your life with locusts.
You just sit back and you let Mark Weinberg work that out.
Yeah, yeah. Or the professional meteorologist.
That's right. In their time, they will let you know when they are sure.
All right. So, if you missed anything, catch up podcast, WDJX.com. We're going to have an entire week's worth of shows to catch up on. What else, Kelly?
Oh, goodness. You can catch up on all the latest. By the way, you need to see if there's one story you should check out on the website. It's a story of Declan and his big Super Bowl surprise.
Yeah,
because first of all,
cool.
That kid is special. He was first surprised by an influencer given $1,000 and tickets to the NFC Championship. He's a big Eagles fan. And instead of keeping $1,000, this 8-year-old went and spread it around all the shoppers at a Dollar Tree.
That's pretty cool.
So that's where it starts. And it's fantastic.
That's
so
pretty cool.
Check that out. Yep. WDJX.com.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.
Okay, bye.